Blog Talk Radio.
Support.
Good evening, everyone.
Everybody's
welcome to
got a little light. Under the sun, 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 under the sun.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Wednesday night on Dry Bones Connection. This is Antoinette. And tonight, we are having a dialogue on a solution. Do you have one? Brother Eddie, are you with me?
Yes, I am, Sister Antoinette. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're loud and clear.
How are you doing this evening, and how's the family?
Everyone is well, and how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great.
Good.
Just getting in sync and in tune with today's class, basically, because it should be a doozy. Good. And again, if you didn't get the text, I want the family to at least give me a half an hour to go over the dialogue of even being a part of the solution, you know, and I know we all have one that we can definitely share. So before also we get started, let me give to the ancestors Ashe, eternal learning and light, and to the elders, Ashe, the work that they've truly put in. And always, last but definitely not least, to the family and listening audience, much respect for your time, this space, and most of all, this portion of your life that you honor to share with us each and every time we have classes. So much gratitude and thank you. So with that, Sister Antoinette, you go ahead and you can get started with the current events before I get with my half an hour of dialoguing with the family.
Okay, well, I'm going to make this as brief as I can. Okay, yeah, I had one that, you know, we're always told that we need to buy property, you know, and I think that's a great idea, so please don't get it mixed up. Now, this group in LA, in California, Southern Los Angeles, they were denied after offering $115 million for the Baldwin Hills Crenshaw Plaza. Now, they were the highest bidder. They were offering to pay $115 million. And they were the highest bidder, and they were denied. And, okay, let's see. The sale of the South L.A. Mall reveals a complicated mix of activism and gentrification of 2020. Development company, Brooklyn-based company, LiveWork LIDWRK, which was affiliated with former President Donald Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, placed a bid to acquire the mall. DCR and the community groups built a coalition to ensure the mall development plans stayed under local control. Ultimately, the mall's current owner and brokerage firm, DWS, a global financial service firm affiliated with the Deutsche Bank, rejected the LiveWork LIVWRK bid. Purchase from DCR also compelled local development firm CIM Group to withdraw its $100 million bid in 2020. Okay, so that was the first one. So, Brother Eddie, you have any thoughts on that?
No, it's not. As we know, you follow the money, but what goes hand in hand is it's not what you got or who you know. I mean, what you know is who you know.
Yeah.
So as you said, following Trump and his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, you can see the tie-in coming somewhere dealing with that. So, again, it's all tied into the shot when you get to the base of it. You know, who's accepting this, just like with this money? Are these people against the shot and will be rectifying a mall or whatever and don't deal with the so-called vaccine? So it's a lot of subdivisions within all these things that we're seeing only surface parts of it, the top layers, you know. And if we, again, go down the rabbit hole or peel back the layers, we start to see more and more connection. So I don't want to take the time and even getting into that because, again, it speaks for itself.
Okay. The next one, which I told you about, was that my hospital here in Delaware, they are refusing to allow people to come and visit people in the hospital, you know, your family, your loved ones in the hospital if you are not vaccinated or have a card, you know, stating that. No, I think it's just you're not vaccinated. If you're not vaccinated, you can't come in. So I think that's something to really look at. And then if you consider taking a vaccine for that reason, my neighbor who was vaccinated is now having memory problems. And he is not an older man. You know, he's my age. You know, so he's having problems with memory, muscle aches and things like that, you know, whereas he's never had these problems before. You know, he's a construction worker. So this is just, and now he's having all these problems and he's blaming it on the vaccine, you know, saying, you know, with the headaches and things like that and not being able to remember anything.
Well, again, long story short, you know, we've been talking about this for a while, and again, it basically tag teams from the first story and saying that this all deals with the shot, you know.
Yeah.
Who is for it and who's against it once we peel back the layers, because, again, this is all part of the mark of the beast at the end of the day once we understand that biblical reference to what's happening right here and right now. And for me to use the numbers is an excellent way to prove it. So, because I don't have to prove it, it speaks for itself. So with that, yeah, this is why all of this, even the things that I heard today by chance on the fake news, that we can extract even the real from the fake. So me hearing them talking about those will be put back in jail who have not been vaccinated. I'm looking at it also, them just saying, if you ain't been vaccinated, you're going to be put in jail. This is what's coming down the road. This is what we've been talking about, not really talking about it. Because this, at the end of the day, when I say it's coming down the road next year, what we're talking about now, we definitely are going to be seeing it next year. But, hey, what have I been saying? We live in this summer. We're not prepared for the fall this fall. In the fall, I kept mentioning what? Fall is two. Mandate is two. Mass is two. All a part of no more than martial law. They're going to call it again, stay at home, shelter in place. We went through the test run last year. So get ready for it. This is why they're talking about all these mandates. Dealing with government jobs will be dealing with the fall. I'm hearing here by October 4th for the so-called city workers under the mayor's order. I think the governor mentioned October 31st. Well, October 4th and October 31st, still see that 1 and 4 at 5. But that's another story. Even Biden is talking about the troops being out of Afghanistan by October 31st. And we also know that Tyler Wayne you know, and I know those of us have recognized that date, but that's no more than a five. So, again, these are rituals dealing with these particular holidays that they call it, that they're actually doing rituals.
Excuse me, Brother Eddie.
Yes.
I'm talking to 35. Okay, no, never mind, never mind. I got it wrong. Never mind. I was just looking at the 31st. I wasn't thinking about October. Forgive me. That's all right. Forgive me. That's all right.
Okay. So you're looking at all of this, and if I'm leading up into the title, dealing with the dialogue, but I don't want to go there until you're finished with all of your current events.
I'm done. The only thing that I would like to add is, everyone, please have pencil and paper, you know, so you're able to take notes. So that way you not only have the information in front of you that you wrote down, which will help you remember it more, but, you know, in case you need to go back to it, listen to the show again. But it's also better to still write things down, write down whatever links or anything that you're given, so that way you'll also have that. And with that, Brother Eddie, I will be quiet.
Okay, then. And thank you, family. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And again, just looking at these particular words in the title of the class, dealing with dialogue and solution. First, dealing with the dialogue. Well, dialogue is 32. That's that five. We know that this is the year of the five, but we want to deal with the dialogue, dealing with what we should be giving as a solution. So as a solution, dealing with that five, dialogue, in other words, with the same number attached to dialogue and or five is defense. And we must truly our defense. We could use things as I and others do, call crystals to build your defense. But by way of crystals, you have whatever curiosity that comes to your mind. Curiosity is no more than 41, which is five, which is part of your defense. That is also part of the crystals that you now are using. Five is also the authority that you have for whatever thought that you have. Authority being 41, that five. So is thought, 41, the five. But in having the authority of your thought to give you the curiosity, dealing with the crystals that give you the defense, once you apply rituals, which is 32, five, you have to apply that thought and put that energy of that thought in that crystal that you apply your rituals that you learn through the work you put in through your research and through your own interpretation through your research that it gives you to learn. Work is 14, which is five. Learn is 14, which is five. This is why we hear the term put the work in order to learn your craft, your truth, your spirit, but back to the five. All the work that you put in that you learn is dealing with the practice that you do. Because you preach it, you practice it. Practice is 32, which is that five. So as Nike used the frequency in a slogan marketing their product called Nike, which is 14-5, and the slogan was just do it, which comes to 41-5, we start to see the vibration of words that we're even drawn to that has this particular number in the dialogue of the defense that we're learning to use even by way of crystals, giving us the authority of our thought, having the rituals, putting the work to learn how to practice and just do it to facilitate the change that now we have a code that is the teacher. Because, yes, I'm a teacher, but I'm no more a messenger. Because the teacher is within one's own thought, one's own interpretation. That's why interpretation, along with your thought, is five. It's you having the willpower being 32. But we must remain focused, 23, which is five. That's, for me, when I love, that's the love because it's all connected. Love is 14, which is five, which shows how much I care, 14, and what I share, 23. But it's no more than the spiritual food, because it's not anything physical food that we ingest and digest. So the food is spiritual. Food being 14, and that's why it's called food for thought. Thought being 41. But that food that we're receiving from that spiritual world is called the rays that actually come from the sun. This is why we are once again told to mask up, and again, it'll be shelter in place real soon. See, because the sun that's giving us not only that vitamin D, but that light, that information, that source of energy being from the solar to one soul that all connects. It's what's being transmitted because we are transmitters and receivers. But those rays, even understanding our physical makeup, that ray that hits the dome, the king dome, first part, flashlight. Oh, yes. The flashlight is no more than the paradigm shift that we're going through. But I digress. Those rays, the five, hits what's called our pituitary gland. Pituitary is 41. So the rays, 14, directly affect that third eye medically right around your pituitary gland. That light energy or solar energy now penetrates the pituitary gland and it starts to activate the pineal gland. The pineal gland is 32, a 5, coming directly from the pituitary affected by the rays. All the 5, all part of the dialogue of the shared information of this class tonight. Even Dry Bones Connection deals with the 5, which is no more than the facts, baby, the facts. The facts is 23. That's that 5. See, we're all on that 5. Once we see the connection that connects all of us, it's called the all-seeing eye, all. All is 5, family. All. See? 5. All is color. All the colors, baby. We're all a part of it. We separate from whatever mindset that we have accepted that limits our growth for whatever reason. See, because even those like Sister Antoinette not talking for you, but talking for you, that 5 dealing with the dialogue, everything we've been talking about as far as your defense, crystals, authority, your curiosity of your thought, the rituals that you do, the work you put in, that you learn, that you practice, all deals with the Jesus Christ that you believe in, which is the 5. The love, 5. It's all about love. It's the 5. When we say fellowship, that's the 5. 41 is fellowship. But understanding we, because again, last week's show, dealing with the allegories and parables that we constantly get caught up in, even our description of trying to just give the information, we stay caught up in to the biblical allegories and parables of even Jesus and who Jesus was, dealing with the allegories of using literal devices of characters, places, and events as the truth, because it's programmed, and we don't use Jesus farther than the program of Jesus we've been given. When everything that I'm talking about, as I said, all, if we say Jesus is all, Jesus Christ is all, well, all of this that I'm giving in the dialogue is part of Jesus Christ. But I limit it on the program of the image and the characters of the allegories and parables of the stories in the Bible that we're convinced or we're stuck to using, but not, again, as the allegories go, to now use these messages as a broader aspect of issues and occurrences that deal with world events today. So, and that's even something dealing with the last show that you had, Sister Internet, with Sister Yaffa Bay, pertaining to the show dealing with the solution. Because again, yes, I actually hung up at the end of the show when she had to go. I thought that was the end, never knowing that you and the rest of the family were still on the show for another hour. So, like I said, the spirit is there, because having no idea that you all were talking about solutions after that show, that I came up with this particular title of the show. So I just wanted to mention that. And let me get back to that because, again, I got sidetracked because we was on dealing with the dialogue of the five. So
yes.
Let me hit the rest of the fives right quick and move on. So I know the family can interject their solutions, any one, two, three, or four, whatever they might have that adds to the whole flavor. So, again, I think I left off at dealing with food for thought or better the less.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dealing with the rays of the pituitary gland hitting the pineal gland, which basically resonates the melanin in the brain that helps to heal. First of all, it actually has the healing that are actually repairing our memories dealing foremost in our DNA and our personal memory bank, the records that ride up and down on our so-called information station. Because understanding that the universe that we're truly attached to, that we're getting back to, is that the mind is open and receptive. Because we've limited ourselves, just like with that particular word, most people would just look at the definition of what the definition of dialogue means. When again, yes, it means that, but for me more, because in the totality of the numbers of what I'm seeing, it means everything that I've been mentioning from the beginning all the way down to it dealing with the nature of healing, of dealing with the pine, especially
yeah.
the pine tree. And like I said, it was no coincidence or accident that I moved here, not knowing at the time, because in 2010, I wasn't even into metaphysics. Ain't that something?
Yes, it is.
But this is when I moved here. So
mm-hmm.
everything is already divinely set up. But getting back to
yeah.
the pine, that deals with the healing of not only the brain, but the DNA, it reveals. The pine starts to reveal. This is why we see the ancient pictures, hieroglyphs of the ancient civilizations with the ancient kings and pharaohs and top individuals with pine cones on their crowns or their head. Because that's the revealing, that's the truth. But for us, even understanding even deeper, that's the wind that we're freeing ourselves on. Because, again, when it's born free as the winds blow, free being 21, wind being 14. That's understanding at the beginning that free wind was no more than copper color. We was free as the wind until who?
Yeah.
That's another story. But even those same numbers of that free wind, that copper color, is home school. Ain't that something?
Yes.
It goes all the way back to what we were actually pushed into, homeschooling. And this is going to divert me, but we went there. So, again, the panel after the show was basically talking about solutions and how Sister Yaffa didn't really give solutions in so many words, not directly. But I'm listening, and again, I had to go back and listen to the complete show, so there would be no misquotes. But throughout her show, she constantly gave solutions. And again,
yes.
I guess it's the way certain of us hear or certain things register. Because the first thing that she said that connected me to even everything that she said prior and afterwards, I mean before and afterwards, was no more than anybody who's for the children, I'm on their side. I'm with them.
Mm-hmm.
So when she said that, you know, I'm with her. Because you know what I always talk about. First and foremost, it's about our children.
Yes, about these babies. Yes.
It's about the children and leaving them something, whatever it is that you have to leave, that they could utilize to fight this monster and this battle that we already see that we've been talking about. So, me, the one solution that she kept driving home was homeschool.
Mm-hmm.
Because she said, if you've had 18 months to prepare for this, and now you're talking about this, what have you been doing? What have you, again, the same thing that I've basically been blowing the horn. You know, we've been talking about this, dealing with the pandemic for the last 2 years, last year and this year.
Since 2020.
See, for me, it touches home dealing with the numbers because I've been talking about it since 2015 when I first started talking on Blog Talk.
Yeah.
Sister Bear's show, even this show,
mm-hmm.
Brother Derek's show. Anyway, not to go there, to bring up what the basis is that in 2015 I was talking about it, but we can date back to the year 2013, family, at 33, that's 6, 2013. The alpha year, after 2012 was supposed to be the end. Remember, we back at the 2012 again and reverse 2021. But they were talking about the end. And as we see, it definitely was not the end.
Mm-hmm.
But in 2013, as I was alluding to, is that the mayor at that time, Mayor Rahm Emanuel, closed 50 schools. So, you know, even back then, I was already, the horn sounded for me, horn being 14. 50 damn schools at one time. And how did he justify it? Because of low enrollment. And this was his justification of 50s. This was by law. This is what they're putting in the so-called, when you look it up, that was his legal course of closing 50 schools at one time. But, you know, I'm alluding to, even then, my answer was no more than I'm being very on the lowball side, saying 50 teachers for at least 50 schools. And we know the schools have more than 50 teachers, a lot of them.
Yeah.
So just for time's sake, you're saying 250 teachers with no jobs. I suggested then that you have all of these empty churches that are not used, all these different so-called community facilities that are not used, that you could now use and open up your own schools.
Yeah.
Even using then, because they were still doing, going by homeschooling then, under their criteria, still use theirs, but again, teach your own. What do you have to lose? You ain't got no job. What are y'all, but again, fast forwarding to now, what are teachers being done again? Mandating. How many teachers are going to quit? And again, since this is all about our children, and we'll get to our children that are going back to school, because again, that was for me back then the red flag, because we've been talking for it much longer than that. But in 2013, when those 50 schools, that was like, okay, I was on my way then dealing with these numbers. So that always struck home. Again, now, for those of us who have children who are young adults, hopefully that we've taken that time to sit down and talk to our children, our youth, about all of these concerns of yours, but at the same time, to hear whatever they're thinking, what's on their mind. Because again, it deals with all of the influence that you've put into them to with all these years, because they're a young adult now. And again, we know all of these pit traps that are being geared for the younger children. Let's make sure that we talk to our older children, our younger adults, who can make the decision to either go back to the schools or stay at home. But a very informed decision, because again, once we pique their interest, they now get into the technology much deeper and much quicker than we can. See? So again, we just have to keep them focused basically in things of dealing with their interests, because we know how this technology can pull them, because it pulls a lot of us down different holes on related videos, related sites, whatever vernacular is being used these days, you know.
Yeah.
But that's the understanding of the two, the universe that's down here, as above, so below, called the web. Worldwide web. Catch you in the web, the spider's web. Once you enter a similar device called a net, the web or the net, you enter the net and it's worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
It's a web. So, again, I've gotten a little sidetracked. Forgive me for that, family, but again, this is what, when I kept hearing Sister Yaffa, she gave a spiritual word that she kept using every time for me, was her key to let you know, that this is what we should be doing and this is where we at. If you go back and listen, you'll hear she says it, and certain things and information she gives, is she say, I'm just saying.
Yes.
I'm just saying. You know.
Yes.
So she's echo, because saying comes to 22, which is that four, spiritual. See? So this is how I recognize, for me, the different words with the same number as the spiritual, the truth that we're giving, that's even recognized, like I said, it's God. But I don't have to constantly say God. God knows my heart like he knows all of our hearts. But by me echoing the number of words now, then we have some parts of an enhanced arsenal of no more than words that we're already finding out how to balance. See, because another interesting thing or an interesting word that now is part of this three, that's part of the shot, that's tied to our children that are now going back to school because the parents, you know, for those who are too young to make that real decision, have made that decision for them to put them back into the schools. Well, again, the interesting word that was used was permission. And when I saw permission being 39, which is no more than the three, which is no more part of the school, which is no more than part of the shot, we've given them permission at the school for our child to take the shot. This is why they're going through the law of now. All we're doing is where we don't have to notify the parent. The parent never has to know. But in retrospect, we've already given them the permission. See, because that's just like understanding personally for us, dealing with all of this is even that three with Sister Yafa. When we have questions or we just have statements or concerns, you know, but questions, yes. We have certain expectations that we put on another individual because that's the way we define the word that has been given to us dealing with the expectations, and we're thinking the expectation is others, but no, the expectations is yours. The expectations are mine.
Yeah.
See, because when we understand that's your expectation you put on me, however people put what on Dr. Ed, Professor Ed, this, I didn't put that on myself. Now, I can explain it by the number if need be, but it's not a necessity. But see, that's others' expectations. See, because by number alone, and I only use it because we're on the three right now.
Yeah.
And expectations is 48, which is 12, which is a three. Mine, M-I-N-E, is 12, which is a 3. Yours is 21. It's all a 3. So yours and mine, as we always hear, was yours is mine and mine is yours. That's right. It's all a 3, but it's your expectations, because don't throw your expectation on mine, because mine is mine and yours is yours. So, see, we got it twisted sometimes when we expecting others to do certain things and we don't get what we expect because it's yours. You can't expect them to do what you think or you expect. See? And we get mad at people because we're expecting certain things, because at times, yes, we expect certain people to be on a certain level. When we talk to people, but along the journey, we find out that these people aren't who, that's just like in any relationship, family, we know that. People put up masks and disguise. That's why they masked up now, damn it. People put up all type of, you know, masquerades. But time, as it always does, time tells who's who and what's what. what their life is all about, what drama they bring with them, if they bring any drama, you know, what is it? And time tells. So again, see, we just have to be patient sometimes. And again, the way the system has us rushing, and they designed it that way by fast food, this, and rush, 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 rush. You know, I can get it quicker by ordering it now instead of going to the store and browsing, whatever it takes. You know,
yeah.
All these things of a physical contact of any sort, we've been conditioned to constantly disconnect ourselves. You know, but I wanted to also say, even dealing with the conversation that Brother Kwame and Brother Thomas had, you know, it's all the same solution mm-hmm. when we look at, it's all about our children, and it's about getting what it is that we could get to communicate these ideas that we even talk about, that at times we have problems disseminating between each other to come to a consensus, you know, what's what, you know. But for me, it's the numbers bring me together, and I try to be the mediator of all that I can, because I can't do much of anything other than what I can do. So,
yeah.
Again, in doing this, you know, I saw that Brother Thomas was making a valid point dealing with the use of technology in our children, you know, that there's no way around it, you know. And Brother Kwame was on the spiritual side of no more than the frequency and teaching them, you know, the ways of nature, which, again, they're saying the same thing, same number, using a different word. So just like in tonight's class of the dialogue, it's me to basically bring together the two to balance it out, that the spiritual frequency that we basically teach them is by using the technology that they're on, even through conversation, to pull them in to that technology, using the one as being you or self. How much of the self have you put in by being on the technology that you're getting on? You, like anything, we pique their interest, we pique their curiosity.
Yeah.
So that now we engage them as being a part of the technology, but at the same time, showing them that that part of the technology is the part of the frequency that they're being blocked from, that they're being thrown away from, a particular frequency, a particular sound that they're not even aware or conscious of. And it's our part to give them the understanding of that frequency of the universe that they're part of, that by the usage of technology, but understanding that there is a value to technology, as you talk and teach them the ways through it as they teach you. See, it's a give and take, because, again, this is why we let them be into technology. As I was stating last week, they are known as the digital age. The digital age is no more than the children or new school, whichever they want to call themselves. They're part of this digital age. And as we were talking last week or prior, that the digital age is no more than the real that we now are speaking truth to them about the digital, about the digital age that they are a part of, and finding a way to tie all of this together in whatever way they're talking, dealing with these words and the numbers of the spiritual pertaining to the here and the now. These are the world issues that even we're talking about when we're talking about get the shot. That's the mark of the beast. I broke that down. It's just understanding the number. Mark being one, beast being three, get being one, shot being three. Mark of the beast is no more than what we're going through now. It's seeing that who is going to be able to buy, sell, or trade. And the first way to do that is to separate you from your income if you don't apply. Years ago, I called it comply or die. We're going to be into that place of comply or die. So again, the serious conversations with our families, for me, and again, this is informational, it's no more than for those who are in my family who took the shot, cool. You done it. There's nothing I can do. I'm not going to tell you nothing to give you no negative vibe on whatever information that I have. Possibly do you any further mental illness that you are already prescribed to see what's coming to you down the road. But first and foremost is to bless you for whatever decision you did. And if you need to be talked to, give you whatever positive information I can. See, because at the end of the day, we can't sit back and argue and get upset with those in our families who have taken a shot, and again, by their limited ways of thinking, are trying to convince us to do it, you know, let them be. And love them for that even more.
Do it. Yeah.
Okay. So, but I'm saying this most important thing, family, yin and yang, we coexist. See, their job is to try to separate us. But see, we must now more than ever still come together and make that alliance. Because it's things that we that don't take this shot are going to have to barter to those who have taken the shots, who are able to go here and forth to trade, buy, and sell, to do things that we are truly not permitted to do once crunch time comes. See, we're still talking about it right now, but it's coming down the road.
Yes. So, can you ask one thing you brought up about the crunch time? And everything that we talk about, that I've said, just in case everything does, you know, hit the fan and you have all of your money and everything in the bank, I mean, keep in mind, if the grid and everything goes down, you're not going to be able to use your cards. You're not going to be able to run to the bank. So try to have cash on hand. Just if every once in a while you just take and throw a couple dollars in your bag, you know, your bag for when you have to get up and go or whatever, just throw a couple dollars in there so that way, you know, somebody will take cash. I'm sorry, because I was thinking about that before, you know, when I went to buy something, you know, it just came to me, man, I need to throw some money into my bag in case I need it. So I just wanted to add that. Forgive me for cutting across you.
Oh, that's no problem. You basically gave me a breather to even look at the numbers, which means there's no more than looking at the time. And I did say 30 minutes, and I think I've went over that 30-minute allotted time. And I have more to say, but like I said, since I do have more to say, I always have time to go back. So if there are any callers, let me say this right quick. Again, this is even pertaining to 1, 2, 3, dealing with Sister Yaffa Bay. She was mentioning a story dealing with Scottsdale, Arizona, and how there was not too many black people, if any, you know, very few in Scottsdale's when they were talking about Black Lives Matter did this and did that in Scottsdale, Arizona. And I'm like, okay, there's 1, 2, 3. Because previously to that, I had talked to certain family members of the show about information dealing with Scottsdale, Arizona, from a childhood friend that I think I even brought up on the show last week. And then Mother AZ fell into the Phoenix, Scottsdale, Tulsa, Queens Creek, you know, Arizona, and it was like, okay, all this dealing with these portions of Arizona, something's happening, you know, for me, the energy and the things and even the different, never a coincidence, people of just having confirmations of things that are being shown. For me, family, these are ways that we recognize signs and symbols of different things that have been on your radar for whatever reason that are now coming to fruition. Because, again, the main thing that we have to do is we have to be able to show, or we have to be able to get out and experience these things that has something in store for us.
Yeah.
You know, and for whatever reason, certain people are where they are for what, like I said, for the whatever reason. But again, in order to learn, you have to experience. And I'm pausing because I'm searching for another word, family, and it's right on the tip of my tongue, and I can't think of it right now. So what's more important, because it'll come to me, let the callers in, because, again, let's get their piece of this puzzle of what they have to share.
Okay. Well, we have this one. He's been waiting a long time, patiently. Okay. Brother Kwame.
Good evening, Sister Antoinette, and good evening, Brother Eddie.
Greetings, my family. How you doing, Brother Kwame?
I'm very grateful on this nice crickety night. Cricket.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sitting on the porch and listening to y'all. Listening
yeah, they're
to
good
the until
they get in the house.
You know, they got enough room out here, so they don't come in the house. They got enough trees and everything here, so they don't need to bother me, you know. But the thing that I was listening to Brother Eddie, you know, and thanks for, you know, yeah, you did get hang up when we stayed online and was talking Tutmos, but it was interesting because we were looking at the children, and it's really something that partner of mine just called me. I just sent it to you, Antoinette, and I sent it to you, Brother Eddie. This is the 20th anniversary of 9/11, And what they have made a documentary on that they're going to show on 9/10 is those 16 gifted children that was in the classroom with Bush when he was reading the story to them, and how they are affected by that as adults now, because all of those 16 children are now 25 and older, because I think they were second grade, so they got to be a little older than that. But they're all adults now, mm-hmm. and they interviewed all of them, those ones that were in that class, and how it affected their life. And so we're looking at that transition 20 years ago. Now we're looking at how is this going to affect our children that are now being put through this pandemic, and what is going to be the yeah. repercussions of them in 20 years and having to go through that part of, you know, staying at home and learning from home, but then turn around now and going back into a classroom where you got to keep on a mask. You've got, and I'm trying to figure out how a child is going to eat lunch, you know, in the lunchroom with yeah. a mask on. You know, that's a challenge. But the thing of it is that these children now have this what we call BC, because we have the time that went on when Egypt fell, and then they said that was before Christ. Now we're at the next BC because we're moving from Pisces and Virgo to Aquarius and Leo. The next 2,000 years, we're in the BC before COVID. And so now we're having a new era of BC before this corona. And the other thing is looking at the corona, and I think I shared with you, Eddie, the sun cycle. And this is very important, how this sun cycle, even back in 900 BC, they track the sun and its maximum and minimum, and how it creates what's the natural order of bacteria and viruses to mutate, but to keep balance in the planet. And so now what they're using, what's called astrobiology, and being able to track the sun cycle. This is why they sent SOHO and all these other satellites to watch the sun and the space weather, because they synchronize their attack of biowarfare with what's going on above as a weapon to enhance what they're doing below. So these are the ways in which we have to begin to understand. And when Brother Tutmos and I was talking, yeah, we need the techno-spiritual, which is the AI, but we also got to stay and guide them with the DI, the divine intelligence, nature, the sun cycle, the moon cycle, the planet alignments, the eras that we will be in, and what this era is bringing, this age of Aquarius, this era of Aquarius and Leo. There's a great part, because the I am and the Leo deals with the heart and the chakra. So you're looking at this whole alchemy that we're rediscovering. And then for you too, when you were saying about the crystals and the formation and using the crystals, and the crystals are what's in the grid in the earth, and that's the frequency and memory that they hold, and they're powerful in their own natural state, but what they've done is created from the crystal, they created the AI, because that's the only way they can make it work is with silica, which comes from crystal.
Yes,
and I totally agree. You got to drop it, just pass it along. Because that's what it's there for, just like that baton that we are just pulling up the last leg. But that's even using, going back to that five and dialogue and getting to the defense, dealing with the crystals. Because even brought to my special attention that crystals being five is no more than what they call
subatomic particles, dealing with the dark matter and the black hole that CERN is trying to recreate. Another story, but that those particles are no more than, as you said, this dust that is returning, as it's always put, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Well, that dust is no more than five, which is the basic makeup of even our subatomic particles, that dust, which are crystals. So with the crystals that we use in rituals to activate these certain energies, they're activating this subatomic particle dust, these crystals in us.
But Brother Eddie.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and what you're sharing in the part of it is clear quartz crystal is formed out of silica water. They're formulated and they calcify into that the same way that most crystals, because the crystal in the water holds memory and consciousness. And what they do is they form their crystals form, you were saying the five, but the crystals form into a six-sided or eight-sided sacred geometry by the frequency. And, you know, but they form all, they're finding some new and different ones because they've been finding in Arkansas crystals that have hieroglyphs and sigils and signs inside the crystals trapped. Even water bubbles from the water that they form from, a bubble is inside of the crystal that is formated, that the water was trapped, that did not form into that whole crystal. There are bubbles inside of them. And the part that we've got to begin to look at, the frequency of what I talked about before, saying that these ice caps in the Arctic and the Antarctic melting, is that millions of years of crystal frozen water that's crystalline in there, frozen in like a snowflake, with their frozen particles together, and now they're releasing and evaporating and coming back down in these torrential rainstorms that we've been having down here in Georgia. These rainstorms are now dropping that once frozen water back to the earth that's millions of years old, and bringing, because we need this new memory and consciousness of how we were in a beginning state of our DNA. And so even with them finding in I think it was Tibet or one of them, they were finding DNA and particles of viruses and things frozen, have been 15,000-year-old viruses in the ice. And these things are being found that have been frozen, mass graves and things that are found frozen. Now when they thaw it out, they don't know what they're releasing into the atmosphere.
Yes, that's very interesting dealing there, because we just so happen, and I forgot to mention at the beginning of the show, we're under a flood watch right now. The lights keep flickering again, but the spirit will.
Your lights are flickering because of a flood?
Oh, electrical.
We're just dealing with a whole bunch of rain that's passing through.
Okay.
And it's to last here at 10:30. It's supposed to be the time that it's over us. But, again, that's their time, which is the illusion.
Yeah.
So it's no more than an estimate of what's going on and dealing with everything. So
Yes, Brother Tony, right. So, a whole bunch of people getting this weird weather, these storms that are hitting. And, I mean, they're just coming up from nowhere because this one is not even their so-called Doppler radar, you know, for us to even have any type of rain today. The heat just was so unbearable if you were outside, but I still get mine because I get out there in the morning in the beginning. Another story. Go ahead, Brother Carl.
Yeah, we have another caller. Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Let the caller go.
Forgive me, Brother Kwame. Okay, this is Sister Parrish. Sister Parrish?
Yes, ma'am. Greetings. Can you hear me, Sister Antoinette?
Yes, we can hear you. You're loud and clear.
How are you doing, Mother AG?
I don't even want to share with your family what's going on right now. But I want to say that's interesting that Sister Yaffa said about Scottsdale, because my dad, you remember Gunsmoke? And you know Miss Kitty?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, Dad, I had no idea that my dad, that was Miss Kitty's pool that I used to swim in, because she loved how he groomed her yard. This is my dad now, and I found out way later on that many of the Caucasian people in Scottsdale who they were like Miss Kitty, had my dad to groom their lawns and do whatever they needed in their yard. And now Sister Yaffa mentioned Scottsdale, but I don't remember why she brought Scottsdale up. Have you analyzed that, Brother Eddie, the energy of Scottsdale? I know I did a lot of workshops in the UFO. That's where I met the elder who just crossed over, Golden Eagle, at a psychic fair in Scottsdale. So that must mean something, you know. So I'm curious, what's your read on that? And the Queen Creek you told us about, but what's your read on Scottsdale?
Like I said, all I have is the affirmation of a friend that started off there, and he's now in Queens Creek. And again, you dealing with Phoenix, Tulsa, you know, Tucson, and that whole connection of Arizona, and again, the beginning of this year, the vibe that I got on my journey to the Grand Canyon. So it's still a force in Arizona, and that evidently around that region, once I get there, doing that travel back and forth, I'll be able to register.
Well,
what's calling me?
Go ahead. Okay,
what's calling
me?
Like I said, when Sister Bay talked about it, she was just referencing how small amount of black people that live there in Phoenix until she got ready to go, because she was there during a time where they wouldn't see maybe another black face for a week or two.
Mm-hmm.
And once she got ready to leave, which she just left, I think in 2019, don't misquote me, that they were seeing, you know, more black folks. You know, every time they went out, it wasn't like it was a great group, but
you at least saw another black people during that time before she got ready to leave. So she was making a reference of how they were using Black Lives Matter that was creating all this chaos when you didn't even have enough black folks to live in Scottsdale to create the faces that they actually put up there to justify was black people who weren't us. It was just melanated people by that time. Go ahead, Melody.
When I moved to St. Augustine in Jacksonville, Florida from San Diego, people there, even in North Carolina, Fort Bragg, everywhere, they couldn't believe it when I said I was from Phoenix, Arizona. They were shocked because they said, there are black people out there? Oh, my God. And they couldn't believe. They didn't believe me, you know, because they never knew that there were black people, us, here. I mean, in Tucson and in Phoenix. But what I also want to reiterate, Brother Eddie, Brother Harris, is that Miracle Valley, Arizona, is a very, very, very pivotal part of the connection with Chicago. And you are coming, and you personally, you and our Brother Harris, Brother Kwame, being from Chicago, and Jesse Jackson, because he was a part of what happened out here. He came to investigate way back in the day. But what I'm saying, I had this dream, and I've talked about this before. There's that Bible college, it's a temple out there in Miracle Valley, Arizona. It's a temple. And Reverend Allen's son gets upset at me when I say temple. He says, no, Paris, it's a church. And I don't argue with him because that's his dad. And by the way, Reverend Asen Allen's son is still on the planet. He lives here in Tucson. Now, I'm getting to a point. Years ago, I had this vision. Phil Valentine, Bobby Hemmett, Sister Myra, Michael Beckwith, and many of these other people came, and including Dr. Blair. Dr. Blair had already crossed over, but I saw all of them come through a portal, through that portal there at Miracle Valley, Arizona. And not only that, when this sister came to take me to Miracle Valley, I never will forget, I saw a spaceship, a stagecoach in another dimension as we were traveling. I never said anything to Lisa, but I saw this as she was taking me to Miracle Valley. And when she got there to the monument and to help and got out of the truck, family, Lisa was floating. She was not touching the ground, period. And so Brother Kwame kind of, I shared my journey with him during the time that I was out there on my vision quest. I was in contact with Brother Kwame. But I'm telling you, there is something getting ready to unfold, family, and it has to do with all of this area. And did you know I was born here? And I have never visited the Grand Canyon. And I'm going on 70 years old. And it perplexes me why I haven't felt the need to visit the Grand Canyon, you know. So I just kind of wanted to share those things, to think on those things, and I thank her.
Thank you, Mother AZ, is always, and let me just put a little backspin on Mr. Jesse Jackson, and it's not to vilify him, you know, other than karma in and of itself.
Mm.
But again, to recognize one's good is to understand even a broke clock is right twice a day. So for all the good, or those, you know, how many times, again, at the end of the day, biblically, it talks about those unrighteous politicians and religious leaders will be the first to go, to be punished. And not to get into anything negative and personal, because I'm here in Chicago for over 50 years, so I've seen things that even the media has not reported. So again, you know, prayers go out, but I'm not putting a whole bunch of energy, because again, like we say, we can't save them all, but when we know those who have done wrong, and these are things that we know personally, let alone what fake news, media, anything else we've heard, you know, is he being used to show some of these low down, dirty, immoral individuals a part of this purge to be used, since they're worldwide, to be taken out? So I can't tell anybody how much energy and prayer to give to he and his wife. But again, the universe has everything planned. We just sitting back and taking the ride and flowing with it, if we really flowing with it. You know, yeah, we give a word, but we don't expend much energy, because the universe has already seen things we haven't seen. That, again, that measure by heart, every individual has to answer for. So that's your individual journey, whatever you're giving and saying, and your dialogue of what you want to share, that you become the teacher. To who and for whatever reason. You're the teacher, so it's your decision. Go ahead, is that Brother Kwame?
Right. I was just reading something because it was on my spirit to wonder why that they're making this. This is the anniversary of this, you know, 9/11. And him being there in Sarasota, Florida, at that gifted black school for children, with those 16 children there, because Newtown was what is Sarasota was started off as Newtown by black families that settled there in the 1800s. So technically speaking, he was sitting in a town that was founded by us. In the time that incident went on, with all of our gifted children there in that school reading to them. And it just, you know, it's the way in which the divine intelligence connects all of this. And for that to happen to this country, and what we've seen now, they're interviewing those 16 children, because that adds up to a 7, and it's, you know what 7 is in the energy. The thing that we're seeing is that this events that are happening, just like what you're saying about Jesse Jackson and the things in which he did, because, you know, it's one thing I learned that each one of us has to stand before our maker and answer the question is, why didn't you become you, my child? And we each have to answer that question, because we come here with a purpose. And if you don't fulfill your purpose, like the heart is weighed on the scales of Mayat, if your heart is heavy with things that you have done that you and the Creator know, then when your heart get weighed, you're going to have to go into the underworld. So these are the things in which we're now coming back into our story and understanding how we are to walk upon this planet and to be mindful that, you know, each day when we get an opportunity as the sun rises, it's a page in your book of life. What are you going to write? What are the things that you're going to leave on each day that you're on this planet? Because Leo Biscaglia says, learn to live each day as though it were your last, because one day it will be true. And so these are the things in which, as an elder, I'm seeing now is how not to be a generational thief. And being able to be on these programs with my sister Antoinette and Mama AZ and you, Brother Eddie, and all the other blog shows that we do, when we leave our pages on this techno-spiritual book called the Blog Talk Show. Because each time we come on and we give our information and we share and we talk about, that's a page in that day of our life that we've left for someone to play that recording back, not read it, but to hear what we had to share from our hearts and our minds. So these are ways in which we use the techno-spiritual to talk about the divine intelligence that's within each of us.
Yes, again, I couldn't say more to that. I just wanted to bring to mind again, using these different celestial events, these different rituals that they do when things happen, dealing, as we know, most of us have been talking about the full moon that just happened, just occurred on 8/22. And right after 8/22, we hear Biden announce that the FDA has fully approved these vaccines. Well, wait a minute. I'm going to stop right there. FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, that approves over half of the products we consume that even by their standards has too much sodium and too much sugar. Sodium being salt, 16, we just talked about those children that Bush was reading to. That's 7, and sugar is 25. That's 7. Putting an abundance amount in the foods and having this that the body is constantly trying to now not only absorb but to excrete, to get rid of, and it doesn't have the adequate time before more salt and more sugar, especially with a lot of our children who we know and grandchildren don't eat properly. So, again, we're now going to agree or side with those who have allowed pops, all these sugary substances, that has, I mean, an abundance amount even the orange juice drinks that isn't actually from natural oranges. That again, we're consuming in a enormous amount, some of us, not all of us, because we're in now, especially some of us our age are now reading the labels. We're paying attention to what it is that we're eating, we're buying. We're talking organic and this, that, and the other, dealing more with our health. And we're teaching our family members, our children, which is the biggest thing, so that they can teach our grandchildren, their offspring. So, yeah, it was no coincidence that right after the full moon ritual of whatever they did, that this announcement came through.
Yeah.
We're going right back to the number three real quick, unless we have other callers. If we have other callers.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do, and I need to make a quick announcement and call it 732. I'll be right with you. Y'all, we have, 15 minutes left in this live broadcast. You have to call in if you want to hear the show, have a question or a comment. The call-in number is area code 626-414-3504. Again, that number is area code 626-414-3504. And Brother Eddie, you want to give the 515?
That number is 515-605-9343. Again, that's 515-605-9343.
Thank you. And area code 732.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I think it was Brother Kwame was speaking, he was speaking about the water getting into the crystals and everything. How the water is in the ear and everything. I was wondering, could this have anything with the way I dry my clothes naturally? I have a dryer broke a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Then I said, well, gee whiz, I might as well dry it naturally. Let the vitamin D get into the clothes, you know? So
yeah.
When I hang my clothes up, all I ever remember it taking to dry was maybe six, especially in the summertime, maybe 6 to 10 hours. Do you know now it's taking my clothes 2 days to dry? And I kept wondering, why is it taking these clothes so long to dry? So does that have something to do with the vapors in the ear now?
Well, that's what I would think, the moisture, but... Brother Kwame, I know that's right up your area. Brother Kwame, you still with me?
I'm still with you. I was on mute. And good evening, Sister Ishtar. And that varies because the humidity and the index of humidity in areas, it could have a lot to do with it, because on a dry, hot summer day like in August, and you would get clothes would dry faster than they would in the springtime hanging them in the sun because of the moisture that's in the air. So it's a variable in the air, where the location where you're at, where you have the clothes hanging from east to west, or they're hanging from north to south. All of those have variables, because I take my things that I take out of washing, and I will hang them outside because I have a east-west direction porch. So I can hang them on the sun, directly on the sun's traveling route, and they dry quicker than I do if I hang them on the backside of the place, which is north-south. So it varies than that, but as much rain as we've been having here, it does take a while longer because I live by a lake, for one, the humidity, and then all of the rain humidity is still in the earth. So it has differences in the atmosphere and the moisture and humidity around the area you're in.
Okay, I live near the ocean and beaches, right? Now, this is, I haven't changed anything in the way I'm drying the clothes. I mean, the same clothes, I have a rack, I'll put them on. And these clothes before, like I said, might have took 6 to 10 out. Today it was 92 degrees. These clothes, like I'm saying, last year would have taken, and the years before would have taken maybe 6 to 10 hours, and before that and would be dry. Now when I hang the clothes out the same place, it's taken almost 2 days, and I keep wondering, why is this? But I think it's just like you were saying, there's, you know, with the water getting in the crystals and whatever's going on, and I forgot where you said, and so when you said I thought to...
Huh? So we have a lot of humidity now. You're on the East Coast?
Yes.
We have a lot of humidity. Haven't you been here where they've been reading where the humidity's really high now? And
but
tomorrow
shouldn't it dry quicker?
Shouldn't it dry quicker if the humidity's high?
No?
Huh? Now, what I always thought that when the humidity was high, that's when it's a lot of moisture in the air. Now, I could be wrong. I'm not sure. But I always thought that when with the humidity, it's a lot of moisture.
Yeah.
And then
it is a lot of moisture.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Yes, that'll make it harder to dry. I know even in my dryer, it's been hard. It's been taking longer to dry things.
But we haven't, I wish I would have had moisture in the air. The humidity would have been, and I don't wish it was high, but it wasn't high. It's, you know, I can count the times that the humidity is high, because like I said, I live near the ocean and the waters.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Can I interject real quick?
Go ahead.
I just want to say from just listening to all that and me again, the numerologist, and I'm not a meteorologist, but the spiritual essence of everything we're talking about is just the extra humidity, the extra water is, again, when you're not getting the rain, the clothes are showing the humidity in the water of this age of Aquarius, this water memory melting. Because, again, water is going through stages.
Mm-hmm.
We're now paying attention of the stages that water goes through, that process that it goes through. You know. So, again, you dealing with your clothes and nature and seeing the difference of what was happening then and what's happening now, and again, as they have dove it, global warming, and as we understand the change of the age of Aquarius releasing the waters back amongst the earth, we're even seeing that in the fabrics of where you are. You're paying attention. It's no more than those of us who pay attention now, and a lot of us have been paying attention, especially those who have indoor plants, that notice that every month or basically every week that sun is in a different place at the same time that you had it in one place that prior week, how the sun moves.
Mm-hmm.
So you start to adjust your plants as the movement of the suns, and you're learning, again, those movements are being, again, reactivated in us paying attention as above, so below. Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
No, what I wanted to share with her is because, you know, you're in Jersey area. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and your average 60% from your humidity stays from May through... The highest peak is in September, and it starts dropping in October. Your humidity stays at around 60% in your area. I'm looking on a map showing that area and what is the humidity gauge for that area. But the other thing I was, are these the same clothes that would dry in that time that you were talking about, dry sooner, or are these a different set of clothes that you're hanging out to dry?
I know most people don't like it when you use the word cheap. I'm a very cheap person. Most of my clothes that's washed all the time, I go in my garden. I wear white. If a bug is on me or whatever, I want to see it. I've got big white shirts and big pants and everything and special socks for my gardening. So it's the same thing I've been using for the last 7 years.
Okay.
And now when you say you're looking up the humidity, is that just for this year now, or was it
that's the average for that area.
The
average. Mm-hmm. But what I'm sharing with you, too, is mm-hmm. if you took wool and you took cotton and put them in the sun, the cotton will dry faster than the wool. And so you put acrylic or that famous brand name polyester, you hang it in the sun, it'll dry because it's a synthetic, and it will dry it'll dry different from cotton, from a natural fiber, than it would from. So it varies in the material that you're hanging out in the sun. It varies that, you know, the humidity. Because even with your average staying at 60, if you have rain in a couple of days, that means it's going to get higher, and it's going to take time for it to evaporate, and that sun is still going to take some time. The bottom line is your clothes still get dry if it takes you 10 hours or 7 hours.
Well, I don't know what's going on, but I know the difference in the time it would take for wool. I don't touch polyester. When I'm in store, I look for cotton, 100%, mostly I try. So I don't even touch polyester. I like wool, but not even much wool, maybe a coat or something, because it itches me. So mostly everything I'm talking about is cotton. So and now you're saying that you looked in that for the last few years. So I guess, Brother Eddie, what you were saying, I think must be that reason, because I haven't changed the texture of the clothes that I'm drying or anything else.
You can go on weatherandclimate.com, type in the state of New Jersey, and it will give you your average humidity and temperature for that state. Weatherandclimate.com.
Okay, well, you just gave it to me, and you said it's the same, right?
Right.
So
right.
I don't.
I'm sharing with you. I'm looking at what they have for that state, and this is what the average humidity in New Jersey City, and then they said means on a monthly, how they go from January to December, and they have the average of what it does from January. It's under around 50. That because that's winter. Then as you go into summer, then you see that the humidity varies. But your highest your humidity for your area is in September.
Yeah, and I know, you know,
being by the ocean, that has a lot to do with it, because the ocean, as the sun warms the water.
But that's what I'm saying. I've been here for years, and I've been drying the clothes like that. So I know I'm here by the ocean. If they dried like that 2 years ago, fine. But now all of a sudden it's taking 2 days? But anyway, know what else I wanted to ask about the cards? Someone was talking about the bank cards and everything. I think back in 2007, maybe it was before that, but is that when they start putting people's checks and their unemployment and the Social Security and everything on the cards? On the ATM or debit cards?
I don't remember hearing that. Did anybody else talk about that?
Yeah, someone mentioned the banks before and the cards. But anyway, I don't know. But what I was getting at was what, and I think we had that shut down in 2013 when Obama was in, And what they did then was they had people that was getting unemployment couldn't get their money. So now it's like, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying that it was a precursor to where we are now. Now it's the shot, the variant. If you don't take the shot, you have to think of your finances. Because, again, we went through, you know, being real with you and knowing whatever situation a person is in, if it deals with your job and it deals with the finances of taking care of your home, your family, whatever, you already know what you got to do, what you got to do. You know, for those of us who choose not to, we should already be prepared for the ramifications, because that's only saying that everything that you get dealing with the government, so Social Security, unemployment, you know, welfare, whatever it is now going to be determined on you taking a shot or not. Because already they're talking about people's jobs, that your job is now having the right to basically tell you if you haven't had the shot, if you can work, if you can go to school. See, that takes me back to the first three institutes that are under the foundation of the trivium of the seven liberal arts. The trivium being grammar, logic, and rhetoric. The first three institutions is the home, and it's either one or the other, the church and school, or school and church. But most people go to the church and take their babies to the church to be baptized Christian or what have you after the home. So that third institution is the school. And we see now this is why they're using the schools, because allowing our